Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
Come on! We've got to get out of the Crystal Cave before the water floods the tunnels!
Max, relax.
Relax, Max? How can Max relax when a flood is about to boil us like lobsters?
Because the water's not rising and we're not stuck in the Crystal Caves anymore.
We're not? Then where are we? Oh! And what's that smell?
I don't know. What I do know is we fell down a random time tunnel chasing after the time radio. And now, I have no idea what time it is.
The time radio! Did you find it?
No, I don't think it's here.
Rats!
I know.
No! I mean, there's rats everywhere!
Ah! Get me out of here!
Molly, relax!
Relax? But there's rats!
I know, but there's a ladder! Quick, start climbing!
I'm climbing!
I see daylight up ahead, coming through a little hole.
What is that?
I think it's a manhole cover. Help me push!
Careful, we're in the street.
Run! So, the time tunnel spit us out in a sewer? But where?
And when?
Extra, extra, Silent Cal nominated on first ballot, wins Republican nomination, extra, extra.
Silent Cal? Isn't that Calvin Coolidge's nickname?
Who's Calvin Coolidge?
Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States.
Oh, duh.
Hold on, if he just won the nomination, that would make the year 1924?
I've got an easier way to find out. Hi there. Can I get a paper, please?
That'll be 2 cents, kid.
2 cents? Wow, we are definitely in the past.
The past? How do you mean?
Molly!
Whoops. I meant, I wish we were in the past when a newspaper only cost 1 cent.
You're telling me. Inflation stinks. Here you go.
Look, I was right. 1924. Nailed it.
Yeah, but that's not the craziest part. Look, the paper is the Oshkosh Daily Midwestern.
Wait, we're in Oshkosh?
Where'd you think you were? Timbuktu? Say, you gonna pay for that paper, kid, or what?
Here's a nickel. Keep the change.
Whoa! Why, thank you, Miss Moneybags. A few more customers like you and I can retire early. Extra, extra.
I can't believe we're in Oshkosh. Things look totally different.
A lot can change in 100 years. I guess we're somewhere downtown? Are you doing the crossword puzzle?
No, Max. I'm drawing a map. If the sewer is a time tunnel, that may be our only way back to the Crystal Cave. And if we're lucky, home. We can't afford to get lost.
But we just got here. How can you draw a map?
I'm tracking our path from the sewer, assuming the basic street grid of Oshkosh. If we triangulate our position using the Pythagorean theorem, we can find the shortest route back, or to wherever we need to go.
Oh boy. Triangle what using Pythagorean how?
The Pythagorean theorem? Come on, dude, we've done this twice before. Once when we went back to ancient Greece to help Pythagoras himself uncover the theorem, and while we were looking for Aunt Murgatroyd in the Hampton Court maze.
If it keeps coming up, it must be important.
It is. If you know the length of any two sides of a right triangle, you can use Pythagoras' theorem to find the third. The equation is a squared plus
b squared equals c squared. Oh yeah, I remember that. But how does it work on a map?
So far, we've walked 4 blocks east. That would be one side of the triangle, or side A in the equation. And we've gone 5 blocks south. That would be side B in the equation. Side C is the hypotenuse, the longest side.
I thought we were trying to go the shortest distance.
We are. In a right triangle, the hypotenuse is the longest side. But it's shorter than the two other sides combined.
Oh, pretty sneaky, miss.
Check it out. 4 blocks east or 4 squared?
4 squared or 4 times 4 is 16.
Plus 5 blocks south or 5 squared?
5 times 5 is 25?
Right. So 16 plus 25 equals c squared.
Okay. I can do this. Plus 1 is 4. So 41. C squared equals 41.
Exactly. Great job, Max.
The problem. How do we find c?
Easy. It's the square root of 41.
Right. But even I know that's a hard square root to figure out.
It's 6.403, or 2.597 blocks less than if we strictly followed the grid.
Come on! How did you do that so fast?
I didn't. I memorized all of the square roots from 1 through 50, then subtracted C, 6.403, from A plus B, or 4 plus 5, which is 9.
You memorized all the square roots from 1 through 50? And you think I'm weird for knowing who Calvin Coolidge is?
We're each weird in our own way.
I can live with that. But wait, I still don't get how we ended up here.
I told you, we've gone 4 blocks east and 5 blocks south.
No. I mean, how did we end up in 1924 Oshkosh, Wisconsin? In the Crystal Cave, we were in the 2024 tunnel. The tunnels branching off were supposed to lead to different places, not times.
Good point. How did we end up here? Maybe Conklin.
What about him?
I mean, I see Conklin. He's here. Hide.
Where is that wretched time radio? I was so close to transforming it into my own super time television, and I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
He's looking for the time radio, which means he doesn't have it.
Remember when we were in the Crystal Cave? We heard Conklin drawing power to make his time television, whatever that is. I wonder if he wound up warping the tunnels and that's how we ended up here.
As crazy as that sounds, it makes sense. What do you think we should do now?
I say we follow him.
You just read my mind.
Where are you? Are you in here? No. Under here.
Is Conklin really going to look for the time radio in every trash can and under every park bench?
Looks that way.
Come on!
It's so random.
So is our map. It's just a jumble of zigzags. It's like a drawing of a troll's mind.
But you can still triangulaser us to the sewer, right?
Triangulate. And yes, I should be able to. Conklin's randomness won't thwart our math path.
Hold the phone. He just stopped.
Quick, hide in the alley.
What's he gawking at?
The marquee of the Grand Opera House.
Whoa, check it out. Houdini's performing tonight.
Who's Houdini?
Seriously, Harry Houdini. He was a famous magician and escape artist. He did stuff like climbing in a tank of water wearing shackles, or hanging upside down wearing a straitjacket, and somehow he'd miraculously escape.
Look, Conklin's sneaking into the back of the Opera House.
Awesome! I want to see Houdini too!
Do you see Conklin?
No, but we should be careful not to be seen ourselves. Act busy.
Hey, watch it!
You watch it, I'm working here!
Sorry.
Well done, Maul.
Thanks.
If Conklin is obsessed with finding the time radio, what does he want with Houdini?
Who knows? But an escape artist sounds like a great problem solver.
Whoa! Check it out! The famous milk can!
The what?
Milk can. It's what they transported milk in 100 years ago. In one of Houdini's iconic stunts, he'd handcuff himself in an oversized milk can and make his escape behind a curtain.
How do you do it?
The trick was that a sealed milk can is hard to open from the outside, but pretty easy to open from the inside. Houdini just pushed the lid off and then undid the trick handcuffs, and voila, he's free.
And since he was behind a curtain, no one knew the trick.
Nope, he revealed it years later.
I wonder if... Whoa, I see Conklin. He's up in the rafters. It looks like he's messing with the curtains.
Ooh, he's not trying to see Houdini perform. He wants to reveal the trick by dropping the curtain in the middle of the milk can escape. Such a troll move.
Wow, even a lost time radio can't stop a troll from trolling.
We gotta stop him. We can't let him ruin Houdini's career.
Right, but we don't want him to know we're here.
True. But that's okay. Conklin has to drop the curtain during the show, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So all we have to do is sabotage his sabotage. Hurry! The show's about to start.
I know. But how are we going to sabotage Conklin's curtain sabotage while he's still up in the rafters?
That I don't know.
Wait, look, Conklin's leaving.
That's weird. I wonder why he was up there so long.
Only one way to find out. Come on.
What is that thing?
It looks like a metal clamp with a little wire sticking out of it.
Ooh, I get it. Look, Conklin cut the rope holding the curtain up. And now this metal clamp is the only thing holding it up.
Okay, but doesn't Conklin need to be here to open the clamp to drop the curtain?
Nope, that little wire is a receiver, which means he can activate the clamp to pop open from a distance using a remote control. That way he doesn't get caught.
Wow, leave it to a troll to come up with a convoluted plan like that. Uh-oh, the show's starting. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. I thought we'd just secretly reattach the curtain. But we don't have enough time.
Wait a sec, check out the support beams.
Yeah?
What do they look like?
They look like support beams. Think, Molly. We're running out of time.
I am thinking. Look, the support beams form the hypotenuse and one side of a right triangle, with the third side leading down to the curtain from the ceiling.
Oh, you're a genius, Molly. If we calculate the hypotenuse and one side, we can reinforce the curtain with one piece of rope. But how are we going to measure the support beams? Look at this chalk. On the hypotenuse, it says 12, and on the one side, it says 8.
Those must be measurements in feet.
Okay, so if A equals 8, the equation would be 8 squared plus B squared equals 12 squared. We just need to solve for B.
Simplified, that would be 64 plus B squared equals 144, or B squared equals 144 minus 64.
Okay, I can do this. 144 minus 64 is 4 minus 4 is 0. 14 minus 6 is 8. So, 80. All we need now is the square root of 80. Mall?
Remember, I only memorized the square roots for 1 through 50.
Oh, right.
Hold on. 9 times 9 is 81, so the square root of 80 must be close to 9.
Would 9 feet of rope work?
It better, or else Houdini's milk can act is about to be spoiled.
Nice one, Maul. Spoiled.
I see some extra rope behind the stage. Come on.
Okay, and then I'll just tie it to the sandbag and... Seems secure to me. Nice try, troll.
Nice. Let's go, before Conklin or anyone else sees us.
and miss a backstage performance of Houdini's milk can escape?
You said you knew how he did it.
Seeing is believing. Anyway, Conklin's too busy pretending to be an usher.
Pretending to be an usher?
Look, down there. Don't worry, he's clueless. Can we please stay for the milk can trick?
Fine.
Awesome. Here it comes.
I really hope the curtain holds.
Wow. For an oversized milk can? That's still a tight squeeze.
Max, I thought you said he popped open the lid from the inside. What am I seeing?
I'm not sure, but it's miraculous.
How did he do that?
Polly, look. The clamp popped open, but the curtain held.
I was so mesmerized by Houdini's escape, I didn't even notice.
Conklin doesn't look happy. Let's boogie before he comes to investigate.
I don't understand. It's impossible. How did Houdini get out?
Molly, some things are best kept a mystery. But one mystery we still need to solve is how to get back home.
Telegram for Max and Molly. Is that you two?
Who wants to know?
A friend.
Oh, in that case, we're Max and Molly.
I know. Good night.
Hey, it's from Aunt Murgatroyd. To tell homonyms apart, you must use your head. To get back home, seek out the one with a needle and a thread.
Can't she just tell us exactly what to do?
She could. But she communicates through riddles because she respects us as problem solvers and it guards against troll intercepts.
Fair enough.
Okay, so homonyms are words that are spelled or sound the same but have different meanings.
Like see with your eyes and see like the ocean.
Exactly. Then to get home, seek out the one with a needle and a thread.
But I don't see anyone with a needle and thread.
I don't think it's literal. What person uses a needle and thread? A tailor?
A sewer. Which is spelled the same way as...
A sewer!
I've never been happier to be in a sewer.
Good thing I drew a map so I could triangulate us back here.
If we could only find the time radio, we'd really be getting somewhere.
For now, I'll take just getting back home.
Right. I miss my mom and Rufus and rats.
You miss rats?
No. Rats! Ah!
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Mike Praviti, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agarainish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
Como está? Moshe, vem tomar um tapia bubuí. Bonjour, Moshe.
Moshe.
Como ça va?
Ça va.
Vou bien, merci.
Merci.
Moshe, como está?
Como está?
Moshe, vem tomar um tapia bubuí. Pra tomar um tapia. E quando eu cheguei lá, falei meu português. Você não entendeu. Eu falei um pouquinho francês. Bonjour, Moshe.
Moshe.
Como ça va?
Ça va.
Vou bien, merci.
Merci.
Moshe, como está?
Como está?
Moshe, vem tomar um tapia bubuí. Bonjour, Moshe.
Moshe.
Como ça va?
Ça va.
Vou bien, merci.
Merci.
Moshe, como está?
Como está?
Moshe, vem tomar um tapia bubuí. Bonjour, Moshe.
Moshe.
Como ça va?
Ça va.
Vou bien, merci.
Merci.
Moshe, como está?
Como está?
Moshe, vem tomar um tapia bubuí. Bonjour, Moshe.
Moshe.
Como ça va?
Ça va.
Vou bien, merci.
Merci.
Moshe, como está?
Como está?
Moshe, vem tomar um tapia bubuí. Bonjour, Moshe.
Moshe.
Como ça va?
Ça va.
Vou bien, merci.
Merci.
Moshe, como está?
Como está?
Moshe, vem tomar.